lane. He cuts Fuller out of the way. Got it! 0.3 seconds remain. Ooh, Damian Lillard. How dare you?
Swing and a miss. 20 strikeouts for Max Scherzer.
Kenyon Barner, you just cannot stop him. He has put on a show here tonight.
It's Messi!
That does not apply anymore. Real Madrid wins another Champions League title. Messi getting this PK save. Oh boy. That's right. Final segment of the 4 o'clock hour on a Monday. That means it's time for Divine Shine, brought to you by Hop Valley's Divine Shine Hybrid Ale. Bright, hazy appearance, tropical aromas, and a velvety smooth finish. Unfiltered Hybrid Ale packs a bunch of flavors while keeping the drinkability of a blonde, creaminess of a Hef, and all the hop aroma of a Northwest Pale. Nothing else in the marketplace like it right now. Steve, Nick, and I, I'm Alex, are going to name some of our top performers from over the weekend. We each have two of them. Who's going to start?
Me.
Go.
Iceland, the land of Vikings, shined against Argentina this weekend.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
Find a new one. I can't have this Celtic crap.
Go. Iceland are always going to be the feel-good story at the World Cup. We love that they have a population of their entire nation is smaller than most cities. Their manager is a dentist. Their starting keeper directs films. One of their defenders actually had to ask his work for permission for time off to go play at the World Cup.
Yeah, film director saved that messy PK, by the way.
He did. He also directed a great commercial for Iceland. You should go look it up. 99.6% of Iceland watched their nation's first ever World Cup match. That is everyone on the island but 1,337 of them. I imagine they are all tending to the
That's
puffins
so funny,
that were left
the
unattended.
They're like in the hospital. Like
I don't know how you don't get to a TV in that case. It's just unbelievable. In their first game in the World Cup, they had the impossible challenge of taking on the best player in the planet, and Lionel Messi, they shut him down. The defense was strongly organized the entire game. They had a plan. They stuck to it. It wasn't hack a Messi where the other 10 defenders on the field just grab and kick at Messi just so he can't shoot or pass the ball, which is what most teams do when they have to take on Messi. Not Iceland. Messi took 11 shots and did not score. They actually held Ronaldo going back to the Euros. The two of Messi and Ronaldo combined 22 shots, no goals allowed between the two. And in the 76th minute, he missed a penalty or had a penalty kick saved, missed. It's all up in the air. It's an incredible showing from Iceland, being able to play their attacking football while also holding Messi and the Argentinian attack at bay. It's time we stop talking about their puffins and their dentists and start taking Iceland serious in their World Cup journey.
Never going to stop talking about puffins. I'm going to go ahead and go with Cristiano Ronaldo for my first one because he literally shined.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
He is a shiny person.
It actually doesn't have anything to do with his three goals in Portugal's 3-3 draw on Friday because, well, that was Friday. You remember that statue that was made in his honor that was going to be up in that airport?
Yes.
Well, it didn't look a thing like him. Had weird hair, weird smile, eyeballs that can bore a hole through your skull.
Twice.
Well, that bust got a makeover, and a replacement statue went up in the airport over the weekend. It was clearly necessary, and the bust, while it doesn't look exactly like him because that's really hard to do, looks enough like him to not give children who walk through the airport nightmares that the golden demon is going to try to steal their soul or something like that. So Ronaldo not only got his team the draw against Spain on Friday, but carried that into the weekend by replacing the second worst bronze statue of a soccer player to ever be made. Cristiano Ronaldo, shine. Literally.
I'm going to start with Mexico, who beat Germany in the World Cup.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
I need something else besides Garnett in Boston.
Come up with something.
Or next week I'm not playing.
Go Sox.
And by the way, those
Nick
tell,
and I special feature.
Those who tell me you can't root for Mexico because they're a prime rival to Team USA, stop. I like Canada.
Yeah,
I like
that.
Mexico. They're our allies. They're our neighbors. And two of my uncles since passed fought Germany in the Battle of the Bulge as members of Patton's Third Army. Hey, Germany, I don't think I forgot about what you did. I love the fact that for the first time ever, and this is the 21st World Cup, Brazil, Germany, and Argentina failed to win their opening game. And, of course, the amazing story that the celebration in Mexico when Lozano scored the goal apparently caused an artificial earthquake that registered at two monitoring stations in Mexico City. Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah. They shined.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!
Mike Trout shined this week.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
He is, Mike Trout, the best player on the planet without a shadow of a doubt. He has a 6.4 WAR this season, nearly halfway through, and it is a shame he is on the Angels. Let me explain. This past week, he hit his slash line as a .684 batting average, .750 on base percentage, and a slugging percentage of 1.386 with four home runs.
That's
a very good month for most players, and I'm sure it wasn't even the best week in Trout's major league career. Another way to look at this incredible showing is that he only made seven outs during the week. Five strikeouts.
Wow.
He had a sacrifice fly and a ground out.
Wow.
Yeah. Just since Friday alone, over the weekend, Trout failed to reach base three times in 14 plate appearances, and all of this is just incredible.
Wow.
The Angels went 1-5 with a -6 run differential. Uh-huh. It is a true shame that a week like this had to be wasted away, but Mike Trout is so shiny.
Shiny. And why did they only win that one game? Because they played my Oakland A's, who shine.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
First, it was Saturday. Sean Manaea, who has struggled since that no-hitter earlier in the season, went out, picked up his sixth win. Team batted around in a four-run sixth inning, added another run in the seventh. Matt Semien homered. Chad Pinder, 3-for-3 with a bomb. Good win over the Angels. Win 2 over LA came on Sunday in the 11th, thanks to a walk-off single with the bases loaded. They scored two runs in the bottom of the ninth, thanks to another home run by Semien and a two-out RBI from Mark Canha. Fast forward to extras, walk-off by Lucroy, and a much-needed weekend set taken from the Angels. Much-needed because they had just been swept by the Astros. We're looking at the wrong side of 500. So my A's getting the walk-off for me on Father's Day. They shine.
Oh, my heavens!
So instead of Garnett and the Celtics, could we get that Iceland announcer who was squealing like 2 years ago?
No.
Why?
No. Because this is more fun.
No. Two against one.
The Celtics are scum. I can't live like this anymore. U.S. Open champs Brooks Koepka at Shinnecock shined.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
While the odds makers had him among the top 10, if you listen to the pre-tournament analysis, not much about the defending champ. Ranked 8th in the world, great young players, 28 years old, doesn't generate the pub we get for Dustin Johnson or Spieth or Fowler or Day, and obviously not Tiger or DQ Mickelson. And he joins guys like Tiger and Jack, two-time winners of that event before the age of 30. Since World War II, Strange, Ben Hogan have won back-to-back. Bobby Jones did it as an amateur in 1929 and 30. Willie Anderson of Scotland won three straight from 1903 through 1905. Koepka makes his run at Pebble Beach next summer. Dude, shining.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!
Break time!